Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again this morning. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. We're going to be talking about lesson 331 this morning here on blogtalkradio.com/course mastery. And also you can find our conversations on our website, truthought.org, which is True Thought Spiritual Community, the home of our spiritual community. And I'm joined this morning by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. So let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. Let's take a good deep breath. There is no conflict, for my will is yours. How foolish, Father, to believe your son could cause himself to suffer. Could he make a plan for his damnation and be left without a certain way to his release? You love me, Father. You could never leave me desolate to die within a world of pain and cruelty. How could I think that love has left itself? There is no will except the will of love. Fear is a dream and has no will that can conflict with yours. Conflict is sleep, and peace, awakening. Death is illusion, life, eternal truth. There is no opposition to your will. There is no conflict, for my will is yours.
Forgiveness shows us that God's will is one and that we share it. Let us look upon the holy sights forgiveness shows today, that we may find the peace of God. Amen. There is no conflict, for my will is yours.
And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence as we turn within and open our hearts to this lesson. Well, it just seems so bizarre when we really begin to grasp the unimaginable love that awaits our recognition of its existence as what we are. The true self, the Holy Spirit, as A Course in Miracles shares, is nothing more than our right mind, and that we are love. And in this lesson, he says, you know, that love has not left itself. We are love, and we wouldn't leave ourselves. We can't leave ourselves, even in our sleep at night. We're still there peering in, even though the smaller sliver of self, I call it the sleeping self, imagines itself to be even in another dimension, similar to this one, yet quite different. But it doesn't seem bizarre at all. And while I know I'm not that self and deluded by that dreaming experience, that dimension that's been created out of nothing but my imagination, I remember the dream. I wake up and I know that I was there peering in, though that self, that at least that part of me, seems to be almost split off from the recognition of my daily life, my existence, to even know that I'm safe at home in bed, while that self is dreaming of living a life continued in separation. So love doesn't leave itself. We don't leave ourselves. Not even the sleeping self is abandoned by us, and we are multi-dimensional, no doubt about it. If nothing more, our sleeping experience should show us and prove to us that we are clearly multidimensional, and our mind can certainly play tricks on us. And so when we wake up, we realize no matter what the conflict appeared to be in the sleeping self experience, it was just a dream. And dreams have no effect. So I just want to say that I'm grateful that we can begin to recognize this truth about ourselves and begin to expand that truth to this awakened experience here in form as this ego form or human self, and recognize that the Holy Spirit is with us always. We are not separate from love. We never could be. Mm. And there indeed, there is no conflict.
Mm. And so breathing that in, oh my gosh, and feeling that, remembering the principles of truth that God is all that there is, that God is love, and therefore love is all that there is. And only love is real. Everything unlike love is unreal and doesn't exist. And we exist in the heart and mind of God and are the Word of God, are the offspring, the holy and beloved sons and daughters, children of God. God did not create or make ego. That the Son of God is egoless, which means that we cannot be truly in conflict, that conflict is not real, that that is part of the dream. And so how grateful I feel in this moment to be kind of set straight, to remember the principles of truth, that any conflict that I may feel, any pain, any suffering, any sense of separation is self-made, is part of the dream, is not real, is not lasting. And that in a moment, I can awaken from that, that when I sense conflict, when I sense pain, when I perceive suffering, that is my opportunity to awaken, to wake up, to remember the truth that God and I are one, that love is all that there is, that conflict is not possible, there is no conflict, and that my will is God's will. For that is for my happiness. The antidote that we are given to conflict is forgiveness. Period, period, period. It's simple. It's straightforward. I forgive my misperceptions. I offer to Spirit, holy and divine, in place of offer upon the altar, that which I think I see, that which I think I know, that which I think is real. And I allow my perception through forgiveness to be cleansed. I go back before I judged, before I made anything mean anything, before I gave an opinion. Now, to my ego self, that sounds quite dull. What? I don't get to have an opinion? What will I talk about? what will occupy my time? Well, today I'm willing to allow that spaciousness to wash over me and to look upon the holy sight forgiveness would show me today, that I might find the peace of God. It says, this is in the section of what is the ego. What can we know of fear and punishment, of sin and guilt, of hatred and attack, when all there is surrounding us as the son, daughter of God is everlasting peace, forever conflict-free and undisturbed in deepest silence and tranquility? What am I waiting for? This is the pool I want to swim in, that I desire to abide in, to live, move, and have my being in. And the only thing that holds me back is my self-righteousness and the egoic self of
specialness
and, thinking I have to hold to my ideas. So today I'm willing to let go of that to align my will with God's will. You know, I saw something in one of my writings today, and it might have come from us together. I'm not really sure, but it was like two pillars. And it was the distance between self-hatred and self-love is fear. And fear is not real. And so there is no distance. And so this really is a journey without distance to a destination that has never changed. And it is not just to love, but to self-love, which is conflict-free, which is standing as the son and daughter of God itself.
Hmm. You know, you asked the question, you know, what'll occupy my mind if I'm not, you know, It sounds kind of boring or whatever.
Right.
And what I was getting, well, what won't be occupying your mind will be fear. Which I think that's pretty much all that occupies our mind. Almost everything we experience is based on, you know, an energy of fear. It's unconscious, like the iceberg, it's below the surface, but most of it's below the surface, but we do recognize it. But to be free of that, to just not have those, any thoughts like fear or guilt, you know, or worry, all that's just all those attributes of fear. To not have those things to occupy our mind it does seem blissful when you think about it, because the only thing left to occupy our mind at that point would be love. And I kind of like love. I do enjoy that. I enjoy that in our relationship as well. Yeah.
Me too.
It's interesting that you brought that note up, that, you know, that the distance is because that was what Spirit had guided me to share with you that morning. I woke up after that experience that day. I said Spirit had something he wanted me to share with you, and it was that the distance between fear and self-love.
Self-hatred
is fear. The distance between self-hatred and self-love is just fear. And it was something I was asked to share with you.
Wow. So for the audience, I am going through my journals. And the journal that I picked up to go through, I'm going through them to release them. You know, and I'm reading them and kind of doing a clearing process and forgiveness, self-forgiveness process. And the journal I picked up was the journal of the year that I met my beloved Brother T here. And that was written on the slip of paper in that journal.
Yeah, that came to us in 2014.
Yeah, that's interesting because the journal's from 2012.
Yeah, but I recognize it as soon as you said it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have God bumps.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Wonderful. There is no conflict, Father, because our will, when aligned with yours, is simply to be love. There's no conflict in love. Can never be. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for joining us in our conversation this morning. God bless you for being with us. We love you. We're thrilled that you're on the team and that you're part of our journey. Stay the course. We will be back.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created, and which you love. Amen.
send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and it returns to me.